Okay, I got my breath over here. But yeah, I suppose we should start. Are we recording, Shimon? I can't see the thing. Oh, we're on. Your test. Ahmed Bey's at the bottom. Two lines from the bottom. Okay. Amar Rav Mori. Says Rav Mori. Shma Mina. You can hear from it. Basically from the Mishnah. Chulin. The mundane food. Shina'asu, that are made al Taras HaKodesh, that a person related to them as holy food. Right? Chulen, that you relate to as holy food, he's careful with it, as if it is Kodesh, is Kodesh Dami. It has the sanctity, not that it is holy, but it would be considered Tahor, and it says if this would touch Kodesh, yeah, it wouldn't tammy it up. Basically, it's kosher to be with real Kodesh. Nimai, how do we see that from the Mishnah? Midaloi Ketani Behu Maila. From the fact, right, Midaloi Ketani didn't teach Behu Maila. Right, if you look in the latter part of the Mishnah, right, we said, right, according to some there's five levels, according to some there's four levels, but if you see over there in the Mishnah, it doesn't say that Chulin, right, the are going to tame up Chulin Shinas al Taras Kodesh. I'm going to read this in the let's look at this Rashi over here. Let's read the Rashi together over here because I didn't say that so nicely. Hopefully the Rashi will sit right. Midaloi, you see the top Rashi? Midaloi Katani Behu Maila. Okay? Loimar, to say the following, it doesn't say this. It should have said this. Big Day Prushim, the clothes of Prushim, these people, right, over Prushim, for Oichlin Chulein Bataras Chulin, who eat their mundane food on the level of Chulin, right? But it's only on the level of Chulin. It doesn't say it's Midras, that they are Midras, Lo'ichli Chulayen, the people who ate the Chulin, Bataras HaKodesh, on the level of Taras HaKodesh. Okay? It didn't say that in the Mishnah. So, Shma Mina, says Rashi, we hear from this, Bechlal Kodeshein. So, therefore, these Chulin that are eaten, related to like Kodesh, are in the category of Kodesh Hain. Right? Vaha Tanale Kodesh. And it says it took Kodesh. So therefore, the Chulin that were made on the level of Kodesh are in that category. Is that clear? Kind of. Basically, like this. There's true Kodesh, right? Which is holy stuff, it's like a korban. And some people eat their mundane food as if it was a korban. Right? So now, we're very machmir over here, that sometimes we're concerned that people are really not careful. Right? That maybe somebody wasn't careful. So the question is this like kind of simulated kodesh, right, really on the same level of purity as true kodesh? Or not? Right? So we're saying basically over here, it is. By the fact that we didn't teach in the Mishnah, basically the simulated this Kodesh, the pretend Kodesh, would contaminate the real Kodesh.
So why does the Mishnah say it's Asa L'maisa?
No, but that was talking about normal, that was talking about Chulin that was eaten B'tahara. We're talking about Chulin that were eaten on the purity of Kodesh. There's different kinds of chulin. If you look at this Rashi we just read, there's chulin that are eaten in sanctity, in purity, but there's chulin also that are eaten on the sanctity of kodesh, which is korbanos. It's a higher level. It's like mahadrin and bedatz. You know what I mean? But, mahadrin's good. You try to be careful, yeah, but bedatz is a higher level. So there's different ways of relating to Chulin as well. Anyway, I think it'll click as you go over it, but basically, what is... Look. Okay.
Is the Gisa going on if there's four or five levels, or it doesn't matter?
No, it means there's not six or there's not five. There should have been another one, basically. By the fact that there is not another level, yeah, we see it's included in the category of Kodesh.
Of Kodesh?
What? Yes. If you really look at that Rashi afterwards again, you'll see that. Okay? I'm going to carry on, and then it'll click. You look at that top Rashi. It's all there. The Dilma. Then ask the Gemara. It pushes off. The Dilma, hi, Delukatani Behu Maila. That the fact that he didn't teach it at a Maila. Let's call it the sixth category, right, in the end of the Mishnah. De'i Damo Latruma. Because perhaps, yeah, this Chulin that were made simulated Kodesh, right, is perhaps it's similar to Truma. Yeah, and Ha'atani Truma. And it taught Truma, so maybe it's in the category of Truma. But E Damo L'Chulin, or perhaps maybe it's in the category of Chulin, the simulated Kodesh. Right, and Ha'atani Chulin, and we taught Chulin. So tonight you have to read it with the following Mishnah. Chulin, so you see there's opinions over here. Chulin, Shana'asu, Al Taras Kodesh. So we're talking simulated, right? Kodesh. So it was Chulin, was Na'as Al Taras Kodesh. Harehein, Kechulin. This Tana says like Chulin. So therefore they're in the category of the first level, right? And Rebbe Loza, the Rebbe Tavakoyma, Harehein, Ketruma. It would be in the second or third level, however you go race. So you can't prove it. So maybe the fact that he didn't teach a sixth level, right, because it could be that they're in the category of Chulin or Truma, because we see there are Tanoim who hold that basically these simulated Kodesh are on the level of Chulin or Truma. So we failed. We're going to start again. So we want to prove again that Chulin, that Shana'as Al Taras Kodesh, are like Kodesh. Simulated Kodesh is like real Kodesh. Alami Sefer, from the Sefer. We're going to prove it from here. Yosi ben Yoezer, Hayah Chosid Shebuchul Kahuna. Right, this is our Mishnah. He was a saintly Kohen. Vahaisa Mitpachtoi. And his item of clothing was a midrash, was an Abatuma Le Kodesh. Okay? Next point. Yochanan ben Gudgoda. He was Haya Oichel Al Taras Kodesh. This is what we're speaking about now. He would eat his chulin on the level of Kodesh Kol Yomav, all of his days. Vahaisa Mitpachtoi, and his item of clothing was a midras v'chatas. It was a midras v'chatas. End of Mishnah. Says the Gemara. L'chatas, was focusing on the last point, right? On Rabbi Yochanan Gudgoda, that he would eat his chulin on Taras Kodesh. So we say that his clothing were a midras l'chatas in, right, l'kodesh lo. Do you see his clothes would tammy up, yeah, some chatas, the level above, but it wouldn't tammy up actual kodesh. So his simulated kodesh would not tammy up real kodesh. Alma consequently see kasava chulin Shana'asu, the chulin that were made on Taras Kodesh, on the level of Kodesh, simulated Kodesh, Kodesh Damo, they have the same sanctity as Kodesh itself, and therefore if one would touch the other, simulated Kodesh would touch actual Kodesh, right, it would not poisel it up, or his clothes would not poisel up that guy. Okay, sorry, I'm just trying to think if we should do you want to stop or should we go forward a little bit? Okay, no protest. I'm going to go a little bit just to give a taste of next time. Okay, that was pretty straight. Okay, so we're just going to learn three dinim now and we're not going to get complicated. Right? We're just going to say the dinim to get these as chazara, yeah? Three cases. Amar Rabbi Yonason. Says Rabbi Yonason, Ben Elazar. Nofla, it fell, ma'afar toy, his garment. Cloak, want to call it maybe, hey menu, from him. Okay, so his talis fell off. Right? Okay, but amalach aveiro, and he said to his friend, Tanali, give it to me, pick it up, pass it me. Right, Tanali, give it to me. But nasdalo, had a good friend, and his friend gave it to him. What's the din? Tamea, it's Tommy. Okay, one alacha. Next one. Amar Rebbe Yonason ben Amram. Okay, Nischalfo, they got switched loy for him. His Kalim Shel Shabbos. He accidentally put his hand into the wardrobe and took out his Shabbos clothes on a weekday. Bekalim shelchol. Basically, he switched his Shabbos clothes with his weekday clothes, v'lov shon, and he wore them. Okay? V'as halacha, nitzma'u. We're going to explain all these, right? They become, great, because his Shabbos clothes are holier. And he thought they were only his weekday clothes. Amar Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, Bar Tzadok, Ma'isa b'shtei nashim. Once upon a time, there were two women. Chaveros. Chaveros over here means they were married to Talmidei Chachomim, or they were daughter of Talmidei Chachomim. I mean, they were like, it's the opposite of Amar Oretz over here. The women who were holding in halacha. Right? Shenis chalfu lehen, that they switched lehen, kelehem, their clothes. It means some of them is vessels, some of them is their clothes. The base of Merchatz, in the bathhouse. Ubar Maisa, and came this incident, Litne Rabbi Akiva, in front of Rabbi Akiva, the Timon, and he said, they are Tommy. Okay, now, I'm just going to do this a little bit more, yeah, because just to get this musag here, so Maskifla, Rabbi Yoshia had a kasha. Elamiata, according to what some of these things have said, yeah, what we just said, Poishit, he extended Yadoi, his hand, Lasal, to a basket. Litol pas chitin, to take out pas chitin, his wheat bread. But also biyado, and it came up in his hand, pasorim, his barley bread. So hachanami, according to the aforementioned things, yeah, so at least two of them, yeah, denit mace. Yeah, you're going to say the tome because he took the wrong thing. B'chi teima achanami, if you're going to say that's true. Batanya, we have a braisa. Hamishama es a chobis. Somebody who's mishama a chobis. Okay, a barrel. B'cheska shel yain. And he thought it was a fine barrel of wine. B'nimtze shel shemen. And then he found out it was actually oil. Olive oil. Torah. It's Torah. It doesn't matter. Mila Tommy. It doesn't Tommy things up. Okay, so now let's look at Rashi over here. Over here. Of Nitzma'u. Okay, you see this Nitzma'u? And then this is it. We're going to stop over here. It says Nitzma'u. Now, on these, right? Kasalka Daite. Hashta, we think now, the Sfirulei, that they hold, these halachas that we mentioned, at least two of them, yeah, Mishama Hadava, that somebody who's guarding something, Bechezkas Shehudavazeh, and the Chazaka, that it's this thing. Basically, you guarded it and you thought it was A. Benimtza Shehudava Acher, and it's found out that it's something else, it's B. Even though the A and B are on the same level of, right, the same kind of level, Eino Shomor. It's not considered Shomor. Basically, it's Tomei. From these halachas, it seems to be saying the following thing, and we just, from this kasha, it disproved that. We're going to stop there, because that's an introduction to the next bit.